So Paul says here in verse 2 of 1 Thessalonians 3, and I sent Timotheus, our brother. Here we are still talking about the brother and a minister. He's a minister, you see. And the word minister here is diakonos. We get our word deacon from it. It means servant. And he's a minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ. Now, the gospel of Christ is the sphere of service. That is, Paul was not just a do-gooder. And sometimes we're criticized because our main objective is to get out the word of God, and we make that primary. And the fundamentalists are criticized that we do not emphasize the social aspect of the gospel. Well, there's never been any great social movement that was not anchored in the preaching of the gospel. The child labor laws came out of the great Wesley meetings. And the labor movement owes a great deal to John Wesley, although they don't recognize it because they're so far from that. But actually, that is the background of every great movement. The hospitals came out of the preaching of the Word of God. And if I do what I'm supposed to do, then these other things actually are going to take care of themselves. And after all, isn't all of this welfare program, hasn't it become one of the most corrupt things that probably has ever taken place in our government? I think the corruption from what we read and what we hear must be tremendous today. And why? Because it's not anchored in the gospel of Christ. You see, that's the sphere of service. And I've never really seen a do-gooder who did good. The liberals today, what are they doing? What good are they doing? They have done nothing in the world but encouraged immorality and license. They haven't lifted up mankind. They haven't taken these kids that are in drugs. Why, I was in Portland, Oregon, when there was a scandal broke out that which the liberal churches was running was the place to go get the pill. That's where the girls went, and that's where you could get drugs, if you please. May I say to you, if we give out the gospel of Christ, that's our sphere of service. And Paul says that Timothy was a servant, and this was the sphere of his service. And believe me, friends, when that is given out, there'll be a lot of doing good that'll take place. And the do-gooders, the only criticism I've ever had of them is they just don't do good. If they do good, it'd be wonderful. If they were helping folk today, lifting them up. But I just don't discover that. Maybe I'm looking in the wrong direction. I don't know. Now, will you notice here, he goes on to say, may he establish you and comfort you concerning your faith. Now, to establish them is a very wonderful word. It was used back in the book of Exodus when Moses, you remember, went to the mountain, held up his hands in prayer. And when he did, the children of Israel were given a victory. And there's a great spiritual lesson there. In Exodus 17, verse 12, let me read that. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone, put it under him. He sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And it says that they stayed up the hands of Moses. Now, that's the same word here, that he sent Timothy over to stay up, to hold them up, to establish them, you see. And today people need to be established in the faith. And the word comfort here actually means to encourage. He sent him over there now to hold them up, to establish them, and then to comfort them or to encourage them in the faith.